In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So the Apostle says, and so we take a portion of this and say it in our prayers before communion. Do we understand what sin is? Today we have a good example of what sin is. Really, to say, it's not really that we should say what sin is as much as what it does. Because sin darkens. Sin makes infirm. Sin makes incomplete. Sin makes us unable to see God. Now, the world has a definition of sin that is very legalistic. That sin is something that offends Almighty God. And that is true. Sin does offend God. But this is not how the Orthodox think exclusively of sin. In fact, it is really a minor component. Because God is our Father. Now think. A good father, if his son or daughter is doing something foolish, into drugs or some lifestyle that is destructive, is he offended? Yes. Why is he offended? Because his loved one is falling into perdition. His loved one is doing something that is destructive to them. That will either make them very unhappy or die an early death or have a child out of wedlock or something that will really harm them. So as a father, he is offended. But he is offended because of what the sin is doing to his child. Jesus Christ came so that we would not have sin. Not just our sins be forgiven, but that we would be able to be without sin. Now, most people in this life do not accomplish that. But it is the goal of the Christian life, and it has been accomplished by some. After many years of labor, to actually live without sin. Now, let us see what sin does. In the synagogue on the Sabbath, Jesus was preaching. And there was a woman there who was bent over. Being bent over, being crooked, in the scripture, always designates sin. And so this woman had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. What the spirit of infirmity was, whether it was demon possession or something else, is not explained and is not necessary to know. But it is necessary to know that she was in her state because of sin. What she had done, who knows? Whether it was great or small, who knows? But because of sin, she could not look up. She could not see God. Speaking metaphorically here. This is what sin does to us. Sin darkens us. Sin makes us crooked. We see this. If you look carefully in your life, you'll see. When you have a reaction to something where you feel jealous, don't you feel a darkening in your soul? Don't you feel a shriveling up of your heart? When you become angry with someone, how do you feel in the aftermath? Because you were darkened at this time. And you feel dark when you're angry or jealous or bitter. Actually, you know, there are some people that don't feel dark when those things happen. And those people are in mortal peril. As your pastor, I pray very much that when you feel jealousy or anger or any other passion, that you would feel darkness. That you feel the cold in your heart and the shriveling. Because when we have these passions and we give full expression to them, or even partial expression to them, to the extent to which we express them, that's the extent to which we cannot see God or feel Him. Of course, He's always here, He's always with us, but we don't feel Him sometimes. That's the effect of sin. And this woman could not see God. She is sort of a physical example of what sin does to the heart. Of course, the heart doesn't bend or get crooked. Only the back does. But exactly the same thing that was happening to her body is analogous to what is happening to our souls with sin. God came so that we could be without sin through His help, because the God-man taught us and showed us how to live and then made us capable of living in that way. Truly, sin keeps us from God. Some would think it's because God judges us and is angry with us. But actually it's because sin makes us insensible, incapable of knowing God. It offends God. But it offends Him because He wishes for us life. He wishes for us happiness. You can't have happiness if you sin. It is just not possible. That is why we struggle. That is why we have commandments to follow. Because happiness is not possible without them. It is not unlike a doctor saying to you, you have this condition, you must eat these foods or not eat these foods. You must exercise or you must stop doing certain things in your life. Those are the commandments, the medical commandments for you to be healthy. God has given us commandments for us to be healthy. But He's also not just given us commandments. He has given us the giver of the commandments, the God-man Jesus Christ, who lives within us and helps us. It was a momentous occasion when this woman was healed of her sin. And yet, because of sin, others who were more crooked than her, who were more blind than her, took offense. Because the Lord healed on the Sabbath day. This is another important lesson from this particular gospel. There are laws that we should follow, but the primary law to follow, the one that guides all other laws, is to love God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind. And if you do, then when there are situations that call for action, you will know what to do. The Lord saw such a situation. A woman who was in a spirit of infirmity for 18 years suffering. A daughter of Abraham, but in such suffering. She was ostracized because of her condition. Everyone murmured about her in the marketplace. There must have been something she did, or her mother did, or her father did, or maybe she doesn't have a father anymore, and all that sort of gossip that would occur. Because the idea was that if you had a physical infirmity, it was because of sin. This is not always true. But the Jews believed it. So if you had an infirmity, or if a woman was childless, they were unmerciful to them. Because they felt there was God who had judged them and shown them to be impure. Actually, all of us are impure. So, when they reacted in such a way that the Lord healed on the Sabbath and there are other days to heal, this is a lesson for us. The primary law to follow is the first law, to love God. And from that law, you could see that healing on the Sabbath is entirely appropriate. Showing love for your neighbor is always appropriate. We would have wisdom to know what to do if we loved God. And these, they did not love God. They instead loved their image of God. And they had created many laws surrounding Him that were not in the Scriptures. They were additional laws, extremely complicated laws. And He had violated one of their laws. Let us know that we also are sinners. I hope you feel that. It's important to feel it. It's not a trivial thing to say this. It really is a difficult thing to feel our sinfulness. Most of the world, including a good swatch of supposed Christendom, especially in this country, doesn't like to think that we're sinners. In fact, they think somehow thinking of our sin is morbid and shows our lack of faith. It's reality. The Lord came so that we could be made complete and perfect and whole. He came to people who were injured because of sin. Some were bent over, some are blind, some are deaf. But we're all with sin. And the Lord came so that we could be delivered from this sin. So let us feel the weight of our sin and know that the Lord will remove it. But as He removes it, we have an obligation, indeed a great commandment, that we must follow, or else our sin will return. And that is to love God, and out of gratitude to Him, because of Him helping us with our sin, to love our neighbor and minister to our neighbor. May God help us. Amen. Thank you.